Welcome to Season 2 of Storytime with Wilson Rotz, proudly presented by the Leadership Wilson Class of 2024. In this season, we embark on a new chapter of exploration and discovery, delving into the captivating tales of our senior community. Join us as we journey through the rich tapestry and experiences. This episode is co-hosted by James Manus, a member of Leadership Wilson Class of 2024, alongside Executive Director of Wilson Rotz, Galen Wilson. Wilson Rotz is a nonprofit organization in Wilson County, Tennessee. It is dedicated to providing transportation to seniors who no longer drive or rarely do, alongside our daily routes to medical appointments, shopping trips, and gatherings with loved ones. We've had the privilege of hearing extraordinary stories, from memories of growing up in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, to anecdotes about enduring the Great Depression, recounting military service, embracing new inventions, and reflecting upon the numerous presidents that they've witnessed. Our senior stories are truly remarkable. Equally inspiring are the accounts of ongoing activities and contributions from our elders, highlighting the vitality and resilience within our community. In Season 2, we sit down with local seniors to capture and share their life stories. Join us as we celebrate the richness of their experiences and the wisdom they impart. These are the stories of our seniors waiting to be heard and cherished. All right, we're here with Wilson Rotz, and my name is James Manus, and I'll be doing the hosting of this podcast here today. I have my guest here with me, which is Mr. Emberton. We refer to you as Jim Emberton, is what I think people commonly refer to you as. And I've known you for a number of years, and you have been very active in this community. And I couldn't think of a better person to sit down with today and have this conversation. So just starting off, is there anything you would like to share about yourself with us?
Yes, I start off, I was born September the 11th, 1939. Okay? Born on a farm, a small farm in Kentucky, to some wonderful parents. Back in those days, we didn't have running water nor electricity. And most of our work on the farm was done with mules. We didn't have a tractor. We later on got a tractor, which was a big event, you know. So anyway, but we stayed on that farm until my dad passed away in 1950. And none of the boys had any interest in farming. Okay? So we all moved to a small town in Kentucky, Guthrie, Kentucky. It was there that I was graduated from high school in 1950. So right after that, one day, the only activity we had in that little town was a pool room, okay? And I ran that pool room for a fellow who was in the construction business and so, and in the summer, well, that day, something happened that really changed my life. I was running that thing, and all of a sudden, fellow walked in, all white uniform, and you may guess what uniform that was. But he was a recruiter from the United States Navy. So we had a couple hour conversation, and he convinced me that the best place for me to go were the United States Navy. And he did convince me. I eventually joined the Navy in July 15, 1957. And stayed in it for 24 years and 3 months. I started off from there and went to training in Great Lakes, Illinois. Finished up there, and then everything started with me, which was very strange for me. I went to school in San Diego, California, and that was a big thing for a fella from Guthrie, Kentucky. I got on a plane in Nashville, didn't know where I was going. I didn't know where San Diego, California really was. But anyway, got there and stayed there for several months and back to my first ship. I served on 6 different ships types over that period of 24 years. And if I had to pick one out, which was the most exciting and enjoyable, was an aircraft carrier, the USS Firestar. We had about 5,500 men on that. And if you notice, I didn't say women. We didn't have the women back then, but later on we did. And that was a really enjoyable tour of duty for me. I stayed on that ship for about 3 years, okay? And for there, went to, served on, like say, 6 other different ship types. And actually, you'd be on one ship for about 3 years, and then they'd rotate you back to a shore assignment or payment. And I went on shore assignments, but I also served several tours and duty in Europe ashore. 2 of them was Ireland and Scotland. And the people were absolutely charming. They was just beautiful. Even if you wore a uniform back on those days, and we had to wear a uniform, most of us did, and they would stop you on the streets, and before you left one another, they had invited you to dinner with them. So that both of them were, of course, one of them was kind of strange to me, was the place was Londonderry, Northern Ireland. Now, I've always been a reader of a lot of stuff, you know, and I knew then what went on in Londonderry, Northern Ireland, was the bombing and all of those things between the Catholics and Protestants. Okay. And we couldn't go downtown when the night was going. If you went down there, you may not be looking at and get back. So I said, what in the world are they sending me there? But I had to go to Washington, D.C. for 2 days. And they told me while I was going, which was classified, it was, I was going over to close it down. So I went over there and took my family and everybody and, couldn't say anything because it was very classified what was going to happen. So stayed over for about a year. And then one day, all the U.S. military walked out and the British Army walked in about 5 o'clock in the morning. And also in 1963, they sent me to a little place called Holy Loch, Scotland. The little town was Dunoon, okay? What they did, then the United States Navy had positioned a squadron of the most powerful weapons that we still have today, the Fleet Ballistic Missile Submarine. Each submarine had 24 missiles, 10 warheads in each missile, so they could actually hit 240 different targets.
Wow.
It was during that time that I met a young lady there, and today we've been married for 58 years.
Wow.
It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah. And we have 2 kids and 5 grandchildren.
Did any of your, anybody else in your family go into the military?
Every one of them.
Okay.
There was 4 boys out of that. I was the last one of 9. Okay. All born on that farm by the same doc.
Did they all join the Navy?
No. My oldest brother, he left home in 1942, went to Europe, and didn't return until 1946, 4 years later.
Wow.
And that's why when the baby of the family, my mother didn't think too much about me, the one in the military. But of course, he was gone so long, and if you got a letter, it would be months apart, But the brother after him served in the Air Force during the Korean War, and my brother next to me served in the National Guard. And of course, me, I went into space 24 years. And back to the story about that fella coming into that pool that day. I think that was the best decision that I ever made in my life. People have asked me or said to me, "You must really like the Navy." And I said, "No, I loved me. If I had to go over today, I would have never gotten out." It meant so much to me. And it gave a young fellow from a small farm in Tennessee. I started off like everybody else. Well, not everybody else, because officers would come out of college and naval camp and stuff. But I started out as enlisted in 1968. I went in Scotland. I got off enough nerve to go to, I was in a chief petty officer then, which is what every sailor wanted to be, with a chief petty officer. And anyway, I got enough nerve to go over to my boss, which was the wonderful fella. And I said, "I would like to apply for an officer pro." And he went to bat for me. And the commanding officer of the ship did as well. So I applied for it, and several months later, I was in Guam when I got the word that I hadn't been selected for officer probates. And for a young fellow out of Kentucky, that was quite a big deal. So when I got out in 1981, wrote about Judith and got involved with James and Norman, Susan Lynn and Kinmay Beavers. I had joined the Republican Party. I'm not bashful about that here, But anyway, I got to work it in their campaigns. And then later on, he decided to give it a go myself. And so I got elected and served at the county commission for 8 years. I don't ever pass up a veteran without stopping and talking to him. And she'll land me out of doors. She's in a restaurant, our favorite meal. Had one this morning in Hardee's. He happened to be, most veterans. He's going to have something on to let you know what branch of service he serves. And that's when, of course, I looked at that hat. And of course, he knew what I was doing. He was a Navy guy. I just don't ever pass one of them.
Well, thank you for your service. Yep. And thank you for sharing with us today.
And I appreciate it. Enjoyed it.
Yep. Thank you for all your years and all the service you've done in the military, the service that's come out this county through the county commission, and everything that you've done. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Storytime with Wilson Rides. And remember, if you are a senior age 55 or older in Wilson County, Tennessee, and in need of transportation, Wilson Rides is here to assist you, whether it's medical appointments, lunch dates, salon or barbershop visits, shopping trips, or simply connecting with friends and family. We're dedicated to keeping you engaged with the community you call home. To learn more about Wilson Rides, visit our website at wilsonridesinc.org or give us a call at 615-622-5557. You can also find Wilson Rides on all social media platforms at Wilson Rides Inc. and on Alexa or Google Assist by saying "Launch Wilson Rides Inc." Storytime with Wilson Rides is proudly presented by the Leadership Wilson Class of 2024. To discover more about Leadership Wilson and their initiatives, visit leadershipwilson.com or contact them at 615-415-3337. Additionally, Storytime with Wilson Rides is sponsored by the Creative Aging Grant from the Tennessee Arts Commission and is part of the Governor's three-star program, demonstrating our commitment to serving and celebrating our senior community.